We support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Are you looking to invest in the home of your dreams? Hi, I'm Melissa Miller, your Farmers and Merchants Bank local mortgage lender. With years of experience, I will help you navigate the home buying process and find the best competitive rates in our market. Call me at 870-425-1861 or stop by our Farmers and Merchants main branch on Hickory Street. Home sweet home ownership made easy with me, Melissa Miller. NMLS number 631065, Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, it will be Mount Tom's ball to start this second quarter as they come out on the floor. It is Paragould. I'm sorry, Paragould. This is Paragould's cross-out rival, Green County Tech.
They're from Paragould, right?
Yes, that's right. Ryder McClain will turn the inbound pass on the far sideline as we're ready to get back underway. By the way, I believe the Liberty Bowl is going into overtime now. Kansas scored 25 straight to tie that game up with Arkansas. How about that?
Yeah.
Bickford into the front court as we're back underway. 2-3 zone for Paragould. Ball goes to Dewey at the right elbow to Harris in the corner. His three-pointer will not go. Rebound being fought for. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by McClain, and it will be Tech ball as we are 12 seconds into the second quarter. Lane takes the inbound pass, gives it to Stewart. Into the front court. It goes to Cup. Now Stewart has it, or to Lane on the right side. Down in the corner to Goodman. His three-pointer will not go, and McClain gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Sixth rebound of the night for the Bombers. Here is Bickford with it. Throws over on the left side to McClain. Back to Bickford. Back to McClain on the left. Back to Bickford up top. Over to Harris on the right. To Dewey in the corner. He'll throw it to Bickford up top. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball goes over on the left side to McClain. Down in the corner to Dewey. He's dribbling into the lane, and he steps on the baseline. That'll be Mount Tom's fourth turnover of the night. Levi Uchman checking in for the first time tonight for the Bombers, replacing Ryder McClain. Uchman, a junior on the team. Stewart gives it to Lane, who gets it into the front court. Ball goes over on the left side to Cup. Now to Stewart. Now Goodman has it to Puckett. They're rotating the ball really quickly, and now he's going to step on the baseline.
Yeah, kind of the same thing the Bombers are needing to do, and you can probably hear Coach Fulcher here beside us, you know, saying, be ready to shoot. It's got to be quick rotations. Have your feet set on the offensive end looking for open shots.
Garrett Cupp commits Tech's fifth turnover of the night. 6:45 left in the half. Ball goes to Harris on the right side. He's going to try for the three for the lead. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Goodman.
Still got to take those shots out there, though. It was a good-looking shot.
Ball goes with Goodman on the right side, down to Vincent in the corner. He'll give it up top to Lane, over to Goodman on the left side. Throws it down to Stewart, and a reach and foul, I believe, is going to be called on Harris. McGee Harris picks up his first personal foul, 15th foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. It will be Lane inbounding the ball on the baseline with 6:26 left in the half. It's a two-point Tech advantage. Inbound pass goes to Goodman. He immediately puts up the jumper. No good. And Dewey chases down the rebound. It was actually an air ball. Here is Bickford across the timeline for the Bombers. Looking to try to tie or take the lead on this possession. Bickford will dribble toward the free throw line. His shot may have been partially blocked. And Tech comes up with the rebound.
Yeah, looks like they got a hand on it right there.
Vincent's going to try for the three. No good up top. Offense rebound chased down by Goodman. And Tech will set back up. Here is Cup with it. Goes over to Goodman on the right side. Up top to Stewart. Over on the left now to Cup. Up top to Lane. Back over to Cup. Up top to Stewart. Lane has on the right side to Goodman near the corner. Out to Stewart. Over to Lane on the left side. Now to Cup. They're rotating the ball. The ball goes to Vincent just outside the lane. He finds Stewart on the low block by himself for the layup. Good. Landon Stewart with his first 2 points of the night. 14-10, Tech up with 5:24 left in the half. Bickford across the timeline for the Bombers. Ball goes over to Harris on the right side. Back up top to Bickford. 2-3 zone once again for the Golden Eagles. Ball goes over to Uchman on the left. Back up top to Bickford. Back to Uchman. He's going to drill towards the low block. Now gives it back to Bickford on the wing. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's knocked around. And it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Harris. It will be a text ball with 4:55 left in the half. Ryder McClain coming back in from out home, replacing Levi Uchman. So the Golden Eagles get the ball back, leading 14-10. Here's Lane quickly into the front court. Gives up top to Stewart. Over on the right side to Goodman. Up top to Stewart. Stewart drills to the right elbow, gives it back to Goodman. Over to Cup on the left side, thought about three. Now he's going to drill down to the low block. Finds Stewart in the paint, now kicks back out to Goodman. He's going to try for the three near the top, and he gets it.
And really good active hands there by the Bombers on defense. Better passing by Greene County Tech to step into the three.
That's Benji Goodman's first 3 points of the night. 17-10, Golden Eagles up, 4:24 left to play in the half. Ball goes over on the right side to Harris. He'll throw it up top to McClain. He's going to try for the three. I think it may have been partially blocked, and the rebound is controlled by the Golden Eagles. Back comes Vincent. He'll kick it out to Goodman. He's going to try for another three. This one will not go. The rebound is chased down by the Golden Eagles. Goodman has it. He's dribbling into the paint, finding Vincent on the low block, and he's called for the travel.
Yep, he did. He took some extra steps there as he caught that ball.
Six turnover against the Golden Eagles. Lane Tate comes into the game, replacing McGee Harris. And for Greene County Tech, Benji Goodman will take a seat as Parker Harris comes back in. One Harris for another. Less than 4 minutes left to play in the half. It is a seven-point Golden Eagle advantage. Ball goes to Tate on the left wing. Cross-court pass, ill-advised, but Bickford's able to keep the possession. Ball goes to McClain. He's going to go into the lane further. Reverse layup, good. Now Tom dodged the bullet there.
Yep. It's like we drew it up, right?
Yeah, right. 17-12, the Golden Eagles, and backcourt violations called against Tech. Back-to-back turnovers for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, Mountain Home needs to take advantage of this turnover right here and get a good shot.
Cole Puckett's going to check back in for the for Greene County Tech, replacing Landon Stewart. 3:37, let's play in the half. Mountain Home trying to make it a one-possession game here on this play. They're down five. Bickford into the toward the left, right wing, and an offensive foul. They're going to call Hagan Robb for the illegal screen.
Yeah, kind of stuck out there and caught that screen.
That is Robb's second personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home, and their fifth turnover of the night. Robert Dover coming back in as Robb will take a seat. 3:27, let's play in the half. Golden Eagles with the ball up 17-12. Lane gets it to Puckett, who will bring it, to Vincent, who will bring it into the front court. Ball's with Lane up at the top. Over on the left side now to Cup. Back to Lane. Over on the right side to Harris. Now ball goes back to Lane. Ball. And he's going to be called for the travel.
Yep, he caught it and shuffled those feet. That's a couple times.
Three possessions, three turnovers for Tech.
Yep.
3:09 left to play in the half. Mount Tom gets the ball back, trailing 17-12. Be big if we cut to one possession here.
Yeah, it would be. You know, we've done a good job on the defensive end, getting some stops. Just need to get a good shot. The zone, they went to a man right here. The zone was kind of giving some problems, and now they switch back to the man.
And now McLean's going to draw contact. They're going to give that one to Tyler Vincent. That's his first personal foul, team foul number five against Greene County Tech. Parker Harris checks back out of the game as Benji Goodman comes back in. Now Landon Stewart's coming back in for the Golden Eagles as well as Cole Puckett will head to the bench. 2:57, let's play in the half. It is Mount Tom with the ball trailing by five. McClain will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Bickford on the right wing. Gives it to McClain. He's going to try for the three in the corner. No good. Rebound's knocked around and controlled by Goodman for the Golden Eagles.
Dewey tried to keep that ball alive. Blaine came in from the backside. Couldn't quite get it there to carry.
Well, here is Goodman with it. He's going to try for the three near the top, in and out, and the rebound's controlled by Bickford. Eight rebounds from Mountain Home. Ball goes to McClain. He's going to drill to the low block, go up for the layup. No good, and Lane gets the rebound for attack. Here is Lane into the front court. He'll give it to Stewart on the right side. Back up top to Lane. 2:22 left to play in the half.
Kind of fast-paced game here with not much happening, isn't it?
You're not kidding. Here is Stewart with it. Gives it to Lane on the right side. Up top now to Cup. He's going to give it to Goodman on the left side. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Back quickly comes Tate. He'll throw it to Bickford. He's going to try for the three near the left corner. Way too strong. Misses everything. And Tech gets the rebound.
Yeah, both ends. Shots aren't even really close to going
in. They're really not. Ball goes to Cup at a low block. He'll throw it up top to Goodman. He's going to try for another three. This one does go. Benji Goodman with 6 points, and Matt Tom quickly calls timeout. We'll break with 1:50 left to play in the half. It is Green County Tech leading Mountain Home 20-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office provided in the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Mount Home coming out of the timeout with the ball trailing 20-12. Here's Tate with it, dribbling to the right elbow. Kicks out to Bickford on the wing. You know, you said it earlier, Brad, that this is kind of unusual to be if this fast-paced game and nothing going down.
Yeah.
Tate dribbling to the free throw line, finds McLean near the right corner. He'll dribble out a little more on the wing. Gives up top to Bickford, over to Tate on the left side. He'll dribble to the elbow, finds Dover cutting into the lane for the layup. No good, but a blocking foul is going to be called, and Robert Dover will head to the free throw line with 1:23 left to play in the half.
Yeah, nice find right there by Blaine on that little pick and roll, isolated pick and roll there. Nice little bounce pass right into the pocket there, and Dover took it to the hole and drew the foul. See if he can make some free throws here for us.
Landon Stewart picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Golden Eagles. So Robert Dover will be at the line for the first time tonight with 1:23 left in the half. First shot is up. No good. That was Mount Home's first free throw attempt of the night. So one more free throw for Dover. Second shot is up. No good, in and out. Out, and the rebound comes to the Golden Eagles. Back quickly they come. Here's Lane. He's going to pull up for the three on the left wing, and he gets it. Jonah Lane with 5 on the night. 23-12. It's a double-digit lead for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, just like that. Two quick shots there by Green County Tech that fall, and 6 points, and you know, they can get up quickly.
Well, McLean pulls up for the jumper on the left side. He gets it. He now has 6. 23-14. Back to a single-digit margin with 54 seconds left in the half. Ball goes to Vincent on the low block. He's going to put up the jumper. It will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Dover, and Tech will keep possession with 47.6 left in the half. Minji Goodman coming back in for Tech as he'll replace Parker Harris. It's a 9-point Golden Eagle advantage. Inbound pass goes to Vincent, to Stewart now. Up top to Goodman, over on the right side to Vincent. He's going to drill down into the lane, putting up the jumper. Shot's blocked. Oh, a late foul called though, and he's going to go to the free throw line with 39.2 left. Robert Dover picks up his second personal foul. That is the 17th foul against Mountain Home here in the half. So it will be Tyler Vincent at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 2 with 4 points. First shot is up and good. So Levi Uchman's going to come in for Mountain Home, replacing Robert Dover. And for Tech, Parker Harris comes back in as Benji Goodman takes a seat. Seems like they're kind of doing offense for defense between those two kind of early on.
Yeah, they are.
Vincent with one more free throw to shoot, and he gets both.
I don't know if any of them's in foul trouble or not. Maybe they're trying to protect that.
No, none of them are. Yep. Here is Tate back the other way. It is a 25-14 Tech advantage. Uchman's going into the lane for a layup. No good. The rebound's knocked around and controlled by Parker Harris, but his pass is stolen by Tate, and he gets the layup good. Blaine Tate in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, need a little spark right here by the Bombers. Blaine, good job stepping in front of that, stealing that pass.
15 seconds left to play in the half, 25-16. Golden Eagles up. Here's Vincent with it. He'll give it to Harris. Harris dribbling just inside the half-court line, gives it to Cup. Back to Harris. Over on the right side to Vincent. Almost has the ball knocked away. Down to three. He's going to try to heave one at the before the buzzer. Reutemann gets the rebound. He's going to try one last heave. He can't get it to go. And we've reached the end of the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, it is Green County Tech leading Mountain Home 25-16. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing.